It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show. I'm Chad Summers. I'm your host today. Today is October 17th, 2025. Let's get right into the celebrity birthdays, shall we, folks? Eminem, 52. Alan Jackson, 66. Michael McKean, also known as David St. Hubbins from Spinal Tap, lead singer. Or Lenny from Laverne and Shirley. He's 77. Mike Judge is 62. He is the creator of Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill, and he also directed Office Space, classic movie. Also on this day in history, 1968, American action film Bullet was released. That starred Steve McQueen. He was a little before my time. I missed the whole Steve McQueen thing. The older guys, they love them. You know, they were like Clint Eastwood is to us, or Stallone, or, you know, one of those guys. But, yeah, so that's it, actually, for news history. All right, let's jump into the news. We've got breaking news. This one from Rolling Stone. Kiss guitarist Ace Frehley, dead at 74. This is especially saddening for me. He's actually my favorite rock star. And so that was troubling news. He, I'm just going to read something from Wikipedia, and it tells the story perfectly. It's very brief. On September 25th, 2025, Frehley fell in his home studio twice and was forced to cancel upcoming tour dates. I didn't know he fell twice. That's news to me. On October 16th, 2025, yesterday, TMZ reported that he had been on life support and a ventilator due to brain bleeding caused by his fall. They reported that his family considered removing him from life support after his death failed to improve. After his health failed to improve, sorry. Frehley died several hours later in Morristown, New Jersey, at the age of 74. This episode goes is dedicated to Ace, the spaceman, Frehley. His real name, Paul Daniel Frehley. So, rest in peace, spaceman. We love you. You inspired literally millions of people to play guitar. And, you know, we all love you. We are all going to miss you very much. So, we'll see you on the other side, bud. This one from People. Alanis Morissette kicks off 30-song Las Vegas residency. Quote, I have to admit, I'm terrified. Well, I've always loved Alanis Morissette. Back when she was in her prime, she was on the radio all the time with Isn't It Ironic or whatever, and there were some other songs. She had a rage to her, man, that you could feel, and it was pretty badass. I'd love to see her, but I'm not going to Vegas, you know, to see her or for any reason really. But I wish she would go on tour and play in my area. I might be able to go see her. I have to pay $150 for the nosebleeds, but yeah. The Cult just came and I didn't go see them, so I doubt I'd pay to see Alanis Morissette, but it is what it is. She's pretty pretty intense chick. TMZ, Bridget Bardot hospitalized amid serious illness. Oh, this is like, what's his name that got sick and we didn't know who. They still don't know what happened to him. Damon Wayans? No, not Damon Wayans. What the hell is his name? I don't know. That shows you how much I care. But anyway, Bridget Bardot is 91 years old, and apparently she had a surgery in regards to this illness that we don't know what it is. But she lives in Toulon in Saint-Tropez. I believe that's France. That's where she's from. But we hope she gets well, you know. 91's getting up there, but still, you know, she might still have many more years. Ace was in good health. That's what's so sad about Ace's passing. He was in the studio. He had shows scheduled, and he got injured. You know, you just never know what's around the corner. Damn it. All right, this is a short episode here, but I just definitely wanted to do one for to honor Spaceman. This one's from Fox. U.S. military drone strike on drugs submersible in Caribbean leaves survivors. Are you kidding me? How do you survive that? Have you seen the videos of these drug boats getting blown up? How do you survive that? Jeez. But anyway, so I guess they just need to find these guys and whack them. Whack them. All right. That leaves us with one story left, folks. It's a good news one. From the Good News Network. We always end the show with good news. That's how we roll here at the Lunch Show. Emergency butterfly wing transplant. See, this is right up my alley. I've rescued so many animals in my life. It's just ridiculous. So this, when I saw this, I was like, oh yeah, this, I would love to do this stuff for a living. Actually, I wouldn't. The only reason I rescue animals is because out of necessity, you know, I don't really enjoy it, but I could relate to this. Emergency butterfly wing transplant is a success watched by millions on social media. That's kind of cool. Unfortunately, I missed that, but I don't sit there on my computer much. Some lady in Deer Park, New York, I guess, found a butterfly with a broken wing, took it to the Sweetbriar Nature Center in Smithtown, New York. And they had a dead monarch butterfly and took the wing off of it and surgically implanted it on this injured butterfly's body, and it worked. It worked miraculously. Can you imagine doing something like an operation that small? But yeah, so I guess the butter, I don't know if I'm assuming it flew again, because otherwise it wouldn't be a success story unless that was the case, you know. But that's amazing. So I give the lady credit that took the butterfly in to the Sweetbriar Nature Center, because a lot of people just wouldn't even, they would have just, you know, just killed it or something, or just walked off. I don't know. But yeah, so that's amazing. Those are the kind of people I like. We need more of those people in this world, because it's getting pretty scary here. But yeah, I'm going to call that the episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I know it was a shorty. It's kind of sad because of Ace's passing, but that's just how it is. I always had this weird feeling he'd be the first to go out of the KISS, original KISS members, for some reason. And that's true. I didn't think it'd be like this, though. Son of a bitch. But yeah, we will listen to his guitar solos and music for the rest of our days. He will live on forever in the music and his music. So, and it'll be available for forever. So he accomplished quite a bit. Hats off to the man. And I hope you all have a great weekend. Don't be out drinking and driving. You might get in a wreck, hit your head, cause someone to hit their head, and they might die from brain bleeding. So it's not worth it. It is not worth it. Just get ride share or call a cab or whatever if you can find a cab anymore. But yeah, or walk. All right, folks. Until the next episode, keep pressing on in your lives, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.